Lauren Northrup and her husband Tom are big fans of Christmas.
We love celebrating it. I love decorating. But we always had this dilemma, you know, what do we do about a tree?
They didn't want to go with a plastic tree because it's, well, plastic. And they didn't like the idea of bringing a live cut tree into their home only to have it die and then drag it out to the curb to be recycled. So they skipped the Christmas tree thing altogether for the last 4 years. But then their son Will was born in January.
We decided that we have to have a tree because it's like his first Christmas, and we want to have those family videos of him, you know, having his Christmas morning by the Christmas tree and opening gifts and just the whole experience, because that was important to us growing up and we always had that.
They bought a live baby Christmas tree with its roots still intact. That way, when Christmas is done and the ground thaws, they can plant it in their backyard.
I was planning to actually keep the tree inside until December 25th so that we could decorate it and put lights on it. When we went to buy it, they said, if you do that, it probably won't survive. So keep it outside so the temperature is more consistent. Bring it inside only for a short period of time.
Like how short?
As in December 24th, Will goes to bed, Tom and I are going to be up decorating that tree and bringing it inside for about 14 hours.
That's probably way too much hassle for 14 hours of Christmas cheer. So a lot of people go for real cut trees. Pat Farah would love to have a real cut Christmas tree in her house.
But I'm very afraid of them. I had a friend of mine, this is back in the 60s, and she and her mother had gone to the midnight mass, and her father was home and he was sleeping on the couch. And what woke him up was the sound of the tree just going whoosh.
Apparently, the TV shorted, ignited the tree caught on fire, and the dad just made it out of the house. Farah says the ceiling was charred black, and the whole place was smoke damaged.
Well, yeah, if you're not careful, that's certainly a real tree is a hell of a fire hazard.
That's Bob Shilgen. He writes an environmental advice column for the Sierra Club called Hey, Mr. Green. So I called him up and asked him, Hey, Mr. Green, which is more environmentally friendly? Why don't we tackle one at a time? Let's go with plastic trees. What do you think about those?
Well, I don't think they're environmentally friendly for a number of reasons. One is that they're made out of materials that use petrochemicals and metals and so forth. They get eventually tossed in the landfill. They have a life of about 9 years, and then they're tossed. They can't be recycled.
And since most plastic Christmas trees are made in places like China, they have to be shipped a very long way to end up in your family room. So plastic is out. Shilgen does like the idea of live bulb trees, but their survival rate once you plant them in the ground isn't that great. So he says, aside from the fire hazard mentioned, real cut trees are a much greener option than plastic. With a real tree, you're using a renewable resource. The trees are raised on tree farms, so you're not contributing to any deforestation, and they're completely recyclable.
I think another feature that I like about them is that this is not exactly an obvious environmental issue, but I think it's very good for children to see something fresh, green, real, alive, and then watch its cycle as the needles fall off and it goes into its natural demise. And I think that's good for people.
Shilgen says some farmers do use pesticides on their tree, so if you're concerned about that, you should look for local organic trees. For the Environment Report, I'm Jennifer Guerra.